eating, drinking, and watching fireworks. These are some of the ways people all over the world ring in the new year and shrug off last year's problems. But fireworks, a kiss at midnight and a sip of champagne, aren't quite enough to ensure the best of luck throughout the next year. So, people in every culture have come up with all kinds of traditions to make sure fortune doesn't forget them. Oddly enough, for some Brits, that involves a piece of coal.
Well, there's one particular tradition that immediately springs to mind that's actually quite specific to Northern England, where I come from, and Scotland as well. And it's called first footing. And what it basically means is the first person to enter a house on New Year's Day, so after the stroke of midnight, the first person to arrive in somebody's house is supposed to bring good luck. And to do that, they have to bring presents with them. And the traditional present, actually, is coal.
This is my friend and colleague Gavin, who popped up at my place for an afterwork drink and a chat about the plans we have for the last day of 2013. We'll probably go out to the biggest open-air party in the world, as Berliners like to call it, even though it's not that easy to join the crowds. Over 1.5 million people gather on Berlin's party street every year on New Year's Eve to watch the endless fireworks show at Brandenburg Gate, listen to music and have fun.
Even on years where I don't actually go out, because you need to be quite brave to go out New Year's Eve in Berlin in particular. It's a bit of a death-defying trip, dodging fireworks. So even if I don't go out, you can always enjoy it from the window.
Should you also be in Germany and decide to stay in on the big night, you must indulge in a traditional fortune-telling practice and try Bleigießen. Not completely safe either, but still a must for the Germans. Heiner, who lives near Berlin, told me the other day.
So you have pieces of lead and you melt them in a spoon and then you throw them in a cup of water in something and it gets stiff and it has a form, and then you have to have an interpretation of this form. If it's hard, you will experience love in the following year, or if there's a crow, maybe there's something bad happening to you. That's lead pouring. I did it, but I don't like it very much. My wife got burned 3 years ago, so I'm a bit averse. She always have a happy future with me.
Speaking of a happy future, Germans also exchange chocolates in the shape of ladybugs, four-leaf clovers, horseshoes and pigs. Give their friends round loaves of bread made with yeast as a symbol for good luck. Actually, round-shaped fruit has a special meaning in several countries. Eating them on New Year's Eve leads to prosperity and success. The Spanish, for instance, stick 12 grapes on a small stick which they put in champagne glasses. Each grape symbolizes a month of the year.
We celebrate outside on the street at 30 degrees Celsius and stay up all night. We also make New Year's resolutions. Many Dominicans believe that cleaning brings good luck. And so they start the new year by throwing out their old brooms and cleaning up the house.
Gabriel lives in Germany as well, and if there's one thing he misses, it's definitely the Caribbean weather. Well, you can't have it all. In Russia, says Nikita, who lives in Berlin, whether you're from Moscow or Siberia, you make a date with your television on New Year's Eve.
Also erstens ist das neue Jahr der wichtigste.
New Year's Eve is the most important holiday in Russia, and you must celebrate this holiday in the company of your TV. At 12 sharp, all televisions show the Kremlin clock. So a few minutes before, everybody starts looking for the champagne bottles, those that are left, and waits for the clock to strike midnight. We then drink to a happy new year. But you also have to wear something new, at least a pair of new socks, if you don't have enough money to buy more.
Ein paar Socken, wenn's nicht für mehr reicht.
The Russians also believe that what happens to them at midnight will happen throughout the next year. This is a common belief in Romania as well, particularly concerning sex. No need to discuss further what Romanians do between the years. A little bit more to the south, in Croatia, love also conquers all. It's crucial, though, that special attention be paid on New Year's Eve, says Nicolina from the beautiful Adriatic city of Dubrovnik. Everywhere
I
look around.
I would say that all the women are superstitious, like all over the world, so they like to wear red underwear or something red to have more love lucky in next year.
Superstitions do cross borders, and there is a particular country in South Asia where New Year's beliefs hold firm all year long.
Most Indians are very superstitious, and they have these beliefs all around the year and not specifically for the New Year. Although January 1st is considered as a new year and it's followed by many Indians, we have our own New Year's. They are celebrated in different times of the year and not only on the 1st of Jan.
New Year, old superstitions. Back to my drinks with Gavin in Berlin, I remember that in some regions in Europe, if the person entering your house on the first day of the year is a man, you'll be lucky for the next 12 months. In England, though, it doesn't matter who visits, as long as they bring a present along. Coal or...
You can also bring things like salt, and you can bring whiskey. I think I'd rather have whiskey than coal, to be honest.
No matter what part of the world you're from, if you feel you haven't had a stroke of luck yet, there's still some time for you to prepare for midnight. Happy New Year from Germany. This is La Villa P2, DW Berlin.